According to the band The Teddy Boys, he only goes out with boys. And their 1980 LP called On Air supposedly was taken from a hit stage production in their native Canada. And that's about all I know about them. This is J.D. Doyle, and on this edition of Queer Music Heritage, I'll be bringing you lots of obscurities. This is one of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play shows, where I share some of the treasures that I've collected that just did not fit on other shows. If you've been counting over the years, I've done many shows in this series, and this is number 12, though it's the first I've done since July of 2011, so I'm overdue getting back to it. And coming up next is a type of recording I love. It's when songwriters record demos of songs in hopes of getting a singer or label interested in recording it. So the gender on them did not really matter. They were just trying to sell the song. But some of these do see the light of day, like this one. The songwriting team of Peter Anders and Vinnie Poncia had some productive years in the 1970s, selling some songs to producers Doc Pomus and Phil Spector, and also being in their own group, The Tradewinds. Okay, that's plenty of trivia. One of the demos they wrote was called She's the Girl Who Stole My Baby.
She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby. Ooh, he was mine yesterday. She came by and stole him away. He was mine for so long that she came by and now he's gone. She's the girl, oh yeah, who stole my baby from me. She's the girl who stole my baby. Ooh, sat right down, I had my cry. How could she ever steal my guy? She smiled at him and winked her eye. Then he looked at me and he waved bye-bye. She's the girl, oh yeah, who stole my baby from me. She thinks that she's so smart and she can get any guy. But someday it'll happen to her and she won't be jumping for joy. I want him back, I need him so. But this time I'll never let him go. I'll be so good to him night and day. I'll be so good he'll never wanna stray. To the girl, oh yeah, who stole my baby from me. She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby. She's the girl who stole my baby.
Dad. me tenderly.
In the middle was not a demo, but a song done in tribute to the UK early 60s producer Joe Meek, and the song My Johnny Doesn't Come Around was originally done by a couple girl groups at that time. But this time, in 2001, it was done by a Spanish male group, La Prohibita, and appears on a compilation CD. Finally, yes, that was Neil Sedaka. In addition to having an excellent singing career, he was also a prolific songwriter, and would often record his own demos. Where the Boys Are, of course, was originally a hit by Connie Francis in 1960. But this demo was later, probably late 1970s, in a revved-up version, perhaps intended for the disco era. I think this next song is pretty cool, and it's by a straight act, The Three Flames, led by Tiger Haynes, who is also known for playing the Tin Man in the Broadway version of The Wiz. Anyway, this song appears on their 1957 album, At the Bonsoir. And the Bonsoir was a small club in New York City where Barbra Streisand first performed. The song has a surprise ending, so keep listening. It's only a minute 36 seconds long. It's called I'm in Love with You.
I'm in love with you, but you're in love with Jim. Jim's in love with Joan, but Joan has gone on Slim. Slim just worships May.
Let him suffer.
May idolizes Fred. Fred dreams of the day that he and Kay will wed. They're on a carousel, spinning at a dizzy pace.
Spinning.
Everyone's in love, but no one's getting any place. Kay's in love with Dan, but Dan's in love with Sue. Sue says I'm her man. I've got news for Sue.
What is it?
I'm in love with you.
Oh, sing it again.
They're all so much in love that they're about to flip their lids. And I'm convinced that there are a lot of crazy mixed up kids. Flo's in love with Phil, but Phil's in love with May. May's in love with Bruce, but Brucey is so gay. He's in love with me.
Humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a tipping
can't you? Been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me. Standing by you, waiting at your back door. All this time, how could you not know, maybe? You belong with me.
At the University of Rochester in upstate New York, there's been an official school a cappella group since 1959 called the Yellow Jackets, and the lineup of the group in 2010 recorded that amazing cover of the Taylor Swift song, You Belong With Me. What is really amazing is that in the video for it, there's a plot, and it has a cute, nerdy guy with a crush on the hunky baseball player next door. Baseball player is dating a snotty girl, but ends up falling in love with our nerd at the end. It's wonderfully well done, and again, it's an official video of a university singing group. I've been anxious to play these next tracks, and it took me many years to track down a copy. It's a very, very rare 45 RPM record by women's music pioneer Cassie Culver. She's most known for her 1978 LP, Three Gypsies, on which she had a who's who of other women's music folks helping her out. The same year, in the wake of Anita Bryant's onslaught against us, Cassie wrote a song about it called What Are We Gonna Do About Anita? And you'll hear that one and also the lyrically gay flip side, Queen of the Night.
God in the garden's up in the air. They love the people. But there seems to be a trend I'm comprehending. Dreamy blue-eyed dance below. I expect to face a neck embracing either one of them. Though together we fit like a pearl into knits, I admit I go in for those big girls. Why am I so crazy over big girls? Size is below. Even when they're small like me, I appreciate variety. Ah, but who finds my door open wide? My heart says, sure, it's a big one. Six weeks on the road, I come back home to find my baby daughter is a little taller than me. She wears a shoe size 9. And this teenager knows that we fit in each other's clothes. Now as ever on, she grows into a big girl. Why am I so crazy over big girls? Size is galore in the women's world. I love them all, even when they're small like me. I appreciate variety. Ah, but where's my soft core? Who do I go bananas for? It's the big ones.
I have played a lot of Alex Dobkin over the years, even interviewed her on my May 2002 show, but somehow I never played that song. Big Girls is from her 1986 album, These Women Never Been Better. Up next is some very rare queer folk music, but I want to make a side comment first. On my June 2010 QMH show, I did a tribute to songs inspired by Harvey Milk, and I did a pretty exhaustive search to play all I could find, ending with a 2-hour show. This next song predates them all, and I think it's the earliest song mentioning Harvey Milk. It's from June of 1979, just 7 months after Milk's death. It's from a cassette tape of a concert done by Charlie Murphy and Chris Tanner called Faggot Brothers of the Moon. It's hard to get more queer than that. The tape was released by a very small San Francisco label and is impossibly rare, so much so that I decided to let you hear that entire tape on part 2 of this show. But I wanted to extract from it for this segment the song I'm talking about, called When the Freedom Comes.
Birds are down. There's a blanket of gray on the ground. A fertilizer they found struck thousands from the sky. Like a canary in a mine, by its silence gives us a sign. We gotta move while there's still time to keep this land alive. We're gonna tear it down. We're gonna build it up. I'm gonna give it all of our faith and our rage. Gonna give it our love. It's gonna take us a lifetime, but we gotta start sometime. It's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. The streets are filled with the light of their anger burning bright. Shouting women, take back the night. Can you feel the power? Sisters, gentle sisters, strong, fighting back, sharing a song. Sing and stand together and it won't be long till we no longer live in fear. We're gonna tear it down. We're gonna build it up. We're gonna give it all of our faith and our rage. Gonna give it our love. It's gonna take us a lifetime, but we gotta start sometime. Oh, it's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. Just another straight man caught up in fear, saw too much power in the hands of a queer, and his violence blew out of control. He fired and cut Harvey Milk down. In our anger, in our pain, we must gather our strength again. This movement doesn't die with a man while we're alive to carry it on. We're gonna tear it down. We're gonna build it up. We're gonna give it all of our faith and our rage. Gonna give it our love. It's gonna take us a lifetime, but we gotta start sometime. Oh, it's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. We're gonna tear it down. We're gonna build it up. We're gonna give it all of our faith and our rage. Gonna give it our love. It's gonna take us a lifetime, but we gotta start sometime. Oh, it's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. Yes, it's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. It's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes.
When I was a kid, right, I used to hang around at the drugstore all the time. You know, it was all about like a cherry Coke and a vanilla Coke and stuff. And I used to twirl around on those stools. And, well, it's a funny kind of a thing. But now that I'm all grown up and all, you know, it seems that I find myself back in these drugstores. And this is a song about drugstores.
One, two, three. Definitely. Come on now, baby.
friend of mine. We spent a lot of time playing pinball and drinking wine. He held his head so high, you know I never saw him cry. Not even in the end, goodbye, old friend. Wayne Noto, Wayne Noto. Now Dickie Smith lay dying in his hospital room. The stranger in me was trying to whisper, I love you. For all alone he was, but then all alone was I. And as I held his hand, you know his hand was holding mine. Dickie Smith, Dickie Smith. Now Carlos was another that I would visit sometimes. And Carlos would lay in bed. He felt desperate, he said. Well, I felt that way too, and I put my hand upon his head and I said, Carlos, you know I love you, but me too. Monday, and Dickie, he died the next, and Carlos, well, he died that Wednesday, and it's kind of funny, I guess, yeah, Monday, over Tuesday, look out Wednesday. Amigo. So many men are gone, I cannot fit them in one song. These are only three. Three that touch me.
Yes, that song is kind of a downer, but it chronicles some of the aspects of AIDS. John Savage was an actor on TV soap operas, and he turned activist and musician, and under the name The John Outlaw Project, wrote songs about AIDS. The video for that one, At the Drugstore, from 1990, got some airplay on MTV at the time when any education on the crisis was much needed. You figured out by now that when I do my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play shows, that I do a lot more talking, and I assure you, a lot more research, because I'm documenting our music history. And here's some history I only recently learned, of the transgender kind. It may remind you of the story of Billy Tipton, a jazz musician who only at his death it was found that he was a woman. The same secret truth existed for Wilbur Broadnax, known as Little X. Born and raised in Houston, he started his career young. During the 1940s and 50s, he sang with some of the finest groups in gospel music, including the Golden Echoes, the Fairfield Four, and the Blind Boys of Mississippi. By the 1960s, the popularity of gospel quartets was fading, and he retired to Philadelphia, though he did perform once in a while during the 70s and 80s. He met a violent death at age 75 in 1992 when he was stabbed by his girlfriend. It was only then discovered that he was a trans man. From 1964, singing with the Gospel Echoes, here's So Soon by Wilbur Broadnax.
Freaked out this morning, remember, in our lovely new home.
Oh, that's right. I love our new home. I love
too.
Our new home.
Like the kitchen.
Right. And the little built-in table. Hello. Welcome to Big Boy Table for Two.
Hello. I need you to focus, Ed and Gary, please. It's your ceremony.
I'm sorry, Pastor John. I mean, I just feel like something is missing. I mean, as far as the state is concerned, I mean, this service means about as much as burying a cat in your backyard.
Do you want a cat?
What?
Do you want a cat? Because I love you, Gary, and I'll get you a cat.
No, I don't want a cat. I want a sex life. Oh, God.
Ed, Gary, I need you to focus.
Right. Please. Pastor, I mean, I do love Ed, and I mean, we have a great sex life, and I always get my way. I mean, of course we should be married, but everything should be perfect.
Gary, Ed, you've been blessed with the gay gene, but sometimes even God is not enough.
You can walk down that aisle, and that is great for God.
And our friends and family are here.
And your aunt who came all the way from Boston.
But as Americans, you'll get nothing. Oh, you can take Jesus on the journey, but you better have an attorney in this life. You need the law. Oh, love is not enough to protect your stuff in America. You need the law.
Oh, yeah, did you do?
I'm starting to see.
You
are
the Come on.
You need the law.
You need the law.
To protect your marriage rights, you need the law.
You need the law.
To avoid those family fights, you need the law.
You need the law.
Let me help you see the light, you need the law.
This ceremony enough.
God will do all he or she can do, but you're gonna have to do something on your own too. Consider this.
Consider this.
What if one of you gets hurt? Consider this.
Consider this.
Who would you want to alert? What would you do?
What would you do?
If you could not see him through without the law, there'd be nothing you can do.
Oh God, if you were mutilated in a car crash, I just wouldn't want to live.
Gary, I know. Help us if anything happens, but I think this is what's missing, and we have to face it. Embrace it.
Cause now I see.
With the power of attorney, we can fight.
We can fight.
And defend our marriage rights with the law.
With the law.
To be fair and judicious, it's magically delicious with the law. Because God does not tolerate.
From one form of gospel to sort of another. That comedy sketch called Gospel was by Gayco, a group out of Chicago who's been doing their funny gay magic for 18 years now. I grabbed that one from their website, gayco.com, around 2005. And here's a special interview with Lily Tomlin, using her persona of Ernestine, talking about the release of her 1972 LP, This Is a Recording. Welcome to Houston, Ernestine.
Well, a gracious good afternoon, morning, or evening, whichever the case may be.
Tell our listeners what brings you to town.
Well, indeed, I'd be graciously pleasured to tell them. I'm plugging my new platter.
New platter?
That's what I said. It's an album called This Is a Recording on the Polydor label, and it's on sale in your record store now.
Why did you make this recording?
Well, basically, it was for two reasons, money and power. But seriously, my main reason for cutting the album was that I wanted to bring the true story of the telephone company to my public and around the entire world.
How do you think the recording came out?
Well, trying to be as objective as possible, I'd say it's probably the best record I've ever heard. Remember, it's called This Is a Recording, and it's in your record store now.
Can you go into a little more detail about the album?
Well, on the record, which is on sale now, I recreate some highlights of my humble, though illustrious, career with the phone company. For instance, my conversation with that writer, Mr. Veedle.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yes, that was a biggie. Then there's the time when the phone company went on strike and I took over all the jobs.
Can you tell us what happened?
Well, I cannot. You can hear the entire story of my new record album called This Is a Recording on sale in your record store now.
Do you have any other projects in the works?
Yes, well, since you've mentioned it, I have been getting together my nightclub act for Vegas. I call it Ernestine and the Dial Tones.
What is the act like?
Well, it's mainly a musical act. You see, I open with an up-tempo version of All Alone by the Telephone, and I have this terrific costume. My brassiere is made out of two phone dials. Then the boys come on, and we do a tap routine to the tune of Call Me, Don't Be Afraid, You Can Call Me. I follow that up with a medley of The Belle of the Ball, which is me, One Less Bell to Answer, and If I Were a Bell. Then I close with a very thrilling rendition of the Bell song from Lock Me.
Are there any plans for taking your act on the road?
Well, as far as the stage goes, I may do a summer stock tour of Sorry, Wrong Number. And, of course, there have been a few nibbles from some of the movie studios, but I told them I absolutely refuse to do a screen test. They know my work.
I bet they do.
And you're darn tootin'. Anyway, getting too involved in the movies would take too much time away from my first love, the telephone.
Tell us again how you got into that line of work.
Well, it is a long story. Let's just say that I had a calling. Oh, that was terrific, wasn't it?
And now you're already moving on to the recording business.
Yes, right to my first record album. This is a recording on the Polydor label. On sale in your record store now.
Is it selling well?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And how can folks get in touch with you?
Certainly. You can contact the fan club president. That's me, Miss Ernestine Tomlin.
Do you have any advice for your fans?
How much time do we have?
As long as you need.
Well, yes, I guess that would be the fact that so many customers continuously persist in misusing their instruments. It's just disgusting. When they ask me, I say, your instrument should be cleaned regularly, and when not in use, should be kept in a clean and dry place.
Is there a question you get asked the most?
Well, they're always asking me which I like better, the sound of the dial tone or the busy signal. Well, I tell them it's a toss-up. Each has its good points, you know.
Do you have any message that you would like to get out to the public?
I'm glad you asked that question. You know, a lot of customers thought we were just getting uppity, but that wasn't the case at all.
I'm not familiar with that controversy. What was that about?
Well, when we were called information, we got almost nothing but nuisance calls. People calling up to ask how many inches in a foot and what's the population of Tasmania.
That must have been quite a nuisance. How did that make you feel?
I couldn't be bothered.
Do you have any closing remarks for my listeners?
Yes, I certainly do. Go out to your record store and buy my new record. This is a recording on the Polydor label, or I'll personally see to it that your service is discontinued indefinitely.
That sounds a little like blackmail. Are you allowed to do that?
Oh, blackmail is such an ugly word. Let's just call it a vicious threat. Well, it's been pleasant talking with you. A gracious good morning, afternoon, or evening, whichever the case may be.
I didn't fool you at all, did I? In the early 70s, some record labels, including that one, Polydor, released on 45 RPM records to radio stations only, Tomlin's half of that interview, and the DJ could fill in his or her own voice. They called them open-end interviews, and I was pleased to find that one. This is J.D. Doyle for QMH, and I have one more song to close out part one of the show. But remember, there's another hour found on my site, queermusicheritage.com. Leah Delaria will take us out with Hot Patootie, of course from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, from a Broadway cast version from 2000.
Tricks I'd go. tonight. You really